We just got done with Will Do Wednesday, and he brought mediocrity, and we imposed a rule for the night that he has to raise his hand in order for us to respond to him, and he has to start everything he says out with a compliment. I kind of like the idea. I like it a lot. Good job, Ryan Adams.
Thanks, buddy. You know, like, sometimes.
Come on, man. Don't discount it. If I compliment you, you just say it with a little confidence. Go, thanks, man. Just
damn
do it.
Damn right.
That's too much. But yeah, I like it.
Am I an animal? Well, can't come up with
what am
ideas?
What am I, some sort of a jerk off here?
I know, right?
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Hey, fat ass, why don't you produce your own show?
I didn't say that, by the way.
Yeah, don't say that.
I don't know about that.
We have What the Hell News coming up, and it's some really, really good stuff. You're going to like it so much. Anna?
I wish this one happened to me when I ordered a yoga mat.
Yeah. What? How about when you hit the wrong sounder?
Crazy people.
Really like that song, crack it.
Smooth transition, dummy. Drugs,
sexual predators.
Why don't you step to the side while we take a photo?
Crazy, crack-smoking, drunk, midget, sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that.
No blows.
None of
us
totally
it hurts so
up.
Much.
Brace yourselves, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
Anna, do you do the yogas?
I used to, and then I realized I hated it.
What's your favorite yoga move?
It's called half moon.
Half moon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you need to do it right now.
You want me to do it?
Yeah. Do it for Bone TV. The half moon yoga pose being performed by one Anna Hummel. Okay, you're just clapping your hands up high. You're that's the A.
You point.
Okay, it started out as the A in YMCA. Okay.
You cross all
cross
your fingers.
Fingers. Now it's
minus
the
minus your index finger.
Charlie's Angels gun fingers.
Stand nice and straight.
Yeah.
Don't straight. Bend your elbows.
No elbows bending.
And then you just lean to the right.
Lean to the right. That should be called 10 o'clock.
And then you go up.
Then you go up. Back to Charlie's Angels. Maybe Return of the Jedi. Okay, now it's 2 o'clock. It should be called 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
No, but you're supposed to, you know, get as low as possible. It should be a half moon, like a crescent.
So if you go to 6 o'clock, you're like the best.
Yeah. I used to be pretty good.
Yeah, you're not now. Now you're barely 10:15 right now. And you're grimacing. You look rough. It looks like you're going to fart. Or worse.
You probably just should.
Yeah, at this point.
I'm not. At least not right now.
Actually, farting is as good as exercise for me because I feel so much better afterwards. And I have to shower.
You consider farting exercise?
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. A lady ordered a yoga mat, and the mailman handed her a package that had way more than a yoga mat in it. As a matter of fact, it did not even have a yoga mat in it, Anna.
No?
Guess what was in the package?
Some goodies.
20,000 narcotic pills.
Oh! This stuff never happens to me.
That would be Christmas at the Hummels, wouldn't it?
Well, Hanukkah, but.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, this happened in York County, South Carolina. Is that near Fredericksburg?
Fredericksburg, man.
Hey. Looks like somebody sent me 20,000 narcotics bills.
Fredericksburg, man. It's hun season. Time to hum for some poon.
Narcotics.
Can I say poon?
You just did.
Okay. Hunt for poon.
I like how you don't say it a lot. I like how you say things and then ask me if you can say it.
I'm looking for some booty.
Can I say it with a lisp?
Can I say it with a lisp?
Yeah, it happened 2 o'clock Saturday. The mailman dropped off the package. Police say she was waiting for a yoga mat to be delivered, and she was handed a package by the mail delivery man, and she called the police.
Gay.
Yeah. She opened the package and immediately called the police. The woman told police that she did not know who had used her name and address, unless it was her when she was all jacked up on some pills the night before.
Right.
Officers seized the drugs and alerted drug agents. Yeah. It was probably 30,000, and the cops were like, we found 20,000 of these bitches.
I'm sure the cops take them.
What do you do when you find them?
Huh?
Honest answer. What do you do if they deliver that to your house tomorrow?
Narcotics really aren't my thing, but I'd probably give back like 2/3.
They really aren't my thing.
But she wouldn't be here tomorrow.
Will has his hand up. Will?
Ryan, your haircut is simple and dignified. Thanks, buddy.
That is worthy. What do you have to say?
I would probably take a few off the top and then call the cops, because you can't screw around with those things.
I always wondered
you in jail for a long time.
I always wondered when they bust drug dealers and stuff, and they have like $50,000 on them. You know, if they go, man, we seized $30,000 off this guy, and then all of a sudden the cops have like three new jet skis. I mean, I guess they don't do that because, you know, they're honorable.
You gotta be smooth about it,
right?
Yeah, but I'm sure they take stuff.
When I say take a couple, I mean literally like two.
Yeah. It's never an odd number either. They never go, we seized $39,315 from this guy. Yeah, it's always like a
round number.
Yeah.
Roundabout.
That don't make sense to me at all. And finally on What the Hell News, love, guys. Love. It's all around us. It's everywhere. And even in our food, apparently. And now the FDA is saying you can't have love in your food. Believe that.
I don't think love is real. In your food.
I was going to say, I hope your boyfriend's not listening.
He's listening.
Yeah. Well, this actually it got brought up. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which is the FDA, they had a problem with somebody listing love as an ingredient. Neshoba Brook Bakery in Concord, Massachusetts, was taken to task because they said one of their ingredients was love. It is not common or usual, is what they said, and it's considered to be intervening material because it is not part of the common or usual name of an ingredient. So, man, how nitpicky is that?
Yeah.
I think we need to take it off the label. It's not in the food. I don't want to see it there.
It's a cutesy-wootsy thing to do. Our food has all natural ingredients. There's no gluten, no preservatives. All it is just good, wholesome food and a little pinch of love.
Well, how many calories are in the love?
Well, the food...
How many grams of fat? How many grams of carbs and protein? I need to hear the macros here.
I will tell you this. The food that I'll be preparing this Saturday at Eggs by the Bay, it will be loaded with love. And a lot of fat. A lot of fat. Not that many carbs. A little bit of carbs. But a lot of fat. A lot of flavor and love. My love will cause you chest pains.
Mm.
Yeah.
How do you get the love in there?
I stir it in. You know?
Where does it come from?
Utensils. My heart? From my heart, Anna?
And then it trickles down to...
Your intestines? Your loins?
Hmm.
Yeah. Your cockles?
How does it get out of your heart?
Oh, you eventually
into the food.
You poop it out, and you have a toilet full of love.
So you're gonna poop into the sous vide for your cooking for all these people?
No, I don't appreciate you at all, and I will not discuss my cooking techniques and my secrets for my what will be award winning pulled pork on Saturday. So how about that? What are you laughing about, jerk face? Huh? Huh? You got something to say over here? Huh? Why are you laughing so hard over here?
I feel like you'll get mad with me if I say it.
What, I got a booger hanging off my face? What's going on right here?
I feel like you'll get mad, so I'm not going to say it.
Nobody doesn't get mad.
How am I going to get mad? I'm the nicest guy ever. What? Is it really bad? Is it really heartless?
I mean, you kind of told me in confidence.
Oh, well, no, you can't just go blurting something out if it's in confidence. Yeah.
Wait.
Exactly. Bring a soundtrack to it, Anna. How about that? Weirdo.